I'm Margaret Schroeder, Teddy's mother.
He was playing with matches in a school full of children.
In my 8 years as a prosecutor, I have never seen a more blatant example of witness tampering.
Object!
Defense motion for mistrial is granted. This case is dismissed without prejudice.
Already New Year's back home.
Give my best to Katie.
The pavement is placed in the bowl. The client leaves. No one has seen anybody.
What is going on with Smith and Darty?
That would be another conversation.
What would that cost?
Your costs exceed your revenue.
Every business takes time.
Don't you have a partner?
Mr. Luciano and I differ on how the club should be run.
Then you have to resolve that. I can't keep track of the money. I don't remember who I lied to or what lies I told them.
Your adversaries claim you're not putting bootleggers in jail. Tell Mr. Doherty to put one in jail.
For Mr. Rossetti. I'll take it. Get yourself.
Something wrong.
There's a fire.
What?
Go to your sister.
You needn't have come over.
I could hardly sleep with all the to-do. Was there anything important inside?
I've no idea. I never go in there.
Do I look ridiculous? I think we both do.
I've looked around. Nothing's out of sorts.
Did you think it might be?
Well, better to make sure, isn't it?
No compost can spontaneously combust.
How did you come to know that, Miss Pritter?
It's just an odd fact, really.
Was there compost in there?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Whatever started it, it burned fast.
Why are you right?
Well, young sir, what did you see?
The fire starting.
And before that, though?
Nothing.
But if you saw the fire starting, you're already awake.
I was looking for the man.
What man?
The gypsy.
What are you talking about?
He was here.
In the garden?
In the street, this morning.
How do you know he was a gypsy?
He had his bag with him, for his gypsy things.
What was he doing?
Walking by the house.
Did you see him again? Tonight?
Time to get back to bed.
Can't I stay up?
Enough adventures for one day.
man.
But he saw in the morning on the street. I wouldn't make too much of it.
Then why is Garrett here?
Precaution.
And precaution brought you here, too, in the morning?
Perhaps I wanted to see Miss Predick in her night guard.
That's an interesting thing to say.
I'm here because Mr. Thompson's away on business. And he asked me to look in.
Was it Chip Rossetti?
Who?
The man Teddy saw. We have his dog.
Mr. Rossetti's not a gypsy. Mr. Thompson had some business with him, but it's well concluded. And he wouldn't bother with setting fires in your yard.
Oily rags.
Unless you believe in the puka roaming the fields at night.
The puka takes the shape of a black horse.
He also appears as a goat or a rabbit.
And how would a rabbit start a fire?
It's just my point.
Should have seen this place. Swan room with state police.
Schwarzkopf himself made use of my office.
Who's that?
The top banana, that's who.
Where are they now?
The troopers? Well, they're gone. There's nothing left for him to do.
Now that your pal is there, he's flown the coop.
You think I wanted him here? It was plain ice or end up a rib roast like Sickles.
11 men died and you making jokes.
A robbery. That's all he said it'd be. I had no idea, I swear. You of all people. I'm the sheriff, for Christ's sake.
He leave anything behind, Rossetti?
You mean besides the dead bodies?
Any hooch? Any of our alcohol?
Not a drop.
He comes back. You see one hair on his greasy fucking head.
You pick up the phone, you hear me?
I swear, Eli, on my kids. You'll be the first to know. One more question. Is it true Rossetti was wearing a dog collar?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, you startled me.
I'm sorry. Is this room 404?
Yes, sir.
I'm supposed to meet an acquaintance, a Mr. Means.
There's no one here, sir. The last guest checked out last night.
He did?
Actually, it was a woman. French. You can still smell the perfume.
Hello? It appears we've been stood up.
Remus can see that.
Now forgive me, I do need to get back to work.
What do you make of this?
Is it the right day?
We can't both be wrong. First Wednesday of every month.
Did you call him?
I don't have his number.
Remus does.
Then Remus should call. What are you asking me for?
Long distance? Washington, D.C.? Yes, I'll hold.
Something smells here.
Perfume, she said.
It's Doherty.
Harry's all right.
What rock have you been under? There's a Senate subcommittee.
I'm sorry, sir. Telephones are for guests only.
Yes, operator, I'm still here.
Sir. Shall I phone the house detective?
Let's call from the lobby.
Give this flophouse any more business. I'm heading home.
He's from Cincinnati.
And so the Braves were assembled before Chief Running Deer. The campfire blazing in the darkness. Which of you stole the horse? The chief asked. The first Brave said, not I, as did the second Brave beside him. They stood there in silence. Then, finally, the honest engine stepped forth and told the truth, admitting it was he. Upon hearing this, the wise old chief looked at the Braves. My sons, he proclaimed, pointing to the honest engine. I have chosen your new chief.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney General, for that very inspirational tale. As I look out at the eager faces in this room today, okay. I see the moral fiber of America. You boys will be the leaders of tomorrow. And when one of you youngsters becomes the next Andrew Carnegie, the next Babe Ruth, maybe there's even a Warren Harding among us, you will recollect that the values that brought you success were instilled by the Boy Scouts of America. Mm-hmm. Well, it's all there in the Scout Law, isn't it? Mm-hmm. A Scout is trustworthy, loyal. Mm-hmm. A Scout is helpful, friendly, courteous. A Scout is kind, obedient, pure of thought and deed.
Who could let it get this far?
What's up, Jess?
Brave.
Not here.
We stole
clean
that. We stole
and
that.
Reverent. Apart from the laws of God, has a greater doctrine ever been forged? Now, while we enjoy breakfast, Troop 14 from Laurel, Maryland will serenade us with a campfire favorite.
Jess isn't feeling well. He got a bad sausage.
They undercook it. It tends to spoil.
You're getting very skillful, except for the K and the R.
The K is hard.
We can go over it after dinner.
Shall we do that?
Okay.
Come sit beside me. I know things are difficult right now, but we're all safe here. There's nothing for you or your sister to worry about.
What about the gypsy?
Why would he start a fire?
Because Daddy's not here.
He started the fire and your father wasn't here to catch him? Or because your father's not here, he started a fire?
Can't Owen live here with us?
What? No. Mr. Slater works for your father. And that's not what we're talking about right now. The important thing to remember is that we all need to be careful so that accidents don't happen again. Agreed?
It's not going to happen again.
All right, then. After supper, we'll tackle the K.
I don't know what your split is with Jillian, but I can guarantee you this is better.
70-30, her favor.
There you go, then. It's a 50-50 deal. You sell to the Johns, to the other girls.
And you smoke it like opium?
Sure, if you like. Sniff a little, too. Even shoot it.
The fuck? You just barge in?
Give me that. And get dressed.
That's mine.
We have standards here, Charles. Our girls don't peddle dope.
They made any money, they wouldn't have to. You dress these hooers like school moms.
It's tasteful, the way things ought to be. In any event, it hasn't stopped you from sampling merchandise.
It's the 20th century, sweetie. You want to make a buck? Have them start showing a little skin.
Whatever would I do without your advice?
I gotta go. See you next time I'm in town.
But unfortunately, that won't be here. Gather your things. You're fired.
What?
Hey, I'm part owner of this joint.
But it's my house. Remember?
I thought it was Jimmy's.
Actually, you're right. It is.
I'm
What are you hearing? Any scuttlebutt?
I keep calling Jess Smith, but I can't get a straight answer.
$10,000 a month, you think you'd at least get reassurance?
Well, I'm not paying another dime.
Here's a new face. What brings you to town?
Well, isn't this chummy?
We're in the middle of a private meeting.
Well, now you're in the middle of another one.
Remus is business that doesn't concern you.
You get lost on your way back to Ohio?
I'll call you later, Nucky.
I'm here now, Harry, and I want answers.
Boys, give us a minute.
Your man Means didn't show at the hotel.
Something came up.
And you couldn't pick up a phone? How much trouble are you in, Harry?
I told you. It's a witch hunt.
And your companion there looks like he's about to be burned at the stake.
Just as fine.
He's under a little strain is all. These investigations.
So who's the patsy? The poor sap you're going to feed to the wolves.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You indicting me, Harry?
Don't be so dramatic.
That's not an answer.
I don't owe you one.
Indict Remus instead.
That's never going to happen.
Why not? Because Jess Smith would be implicated, too.
He's the only one Remus ever paid directly.
You'll save your lackey's ass over someone who's given you hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Hearsay. I never accepted a red cent from you, Mr. Thompson.
I delivered the state of New Jersey so your fucking puppet could pretend to be president.
You're the only Republican that voted, eh?
Harry, I swear to Christ, if you bring me down, you're coming with me. Lock, stock, and whiskey barrel.
Who do you think the American people are going to believe? The Attorney General of the United States? Or a washed-up bootlegger from New Jersey?
Well, I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Rather frank individual, isn't he?
Who could use a lesson in civics.
I shall endeavor to do my best.
So they give Forbes the boot and nothing changes. Veterans Bureau still deny me benefits.
Coffers are empty, pal.
I have half a mind to head down to Washington and shit on the White House lawn.
How you do that?
President Harding said he'll take care of us. Shouldn't we give him a chance?
Go back to Kansas, kid.
Bureau give you disability?
Of course not. Why do you think he's here?
They said that my injuries did not prevent me from securing gainful employment.
Jesus, what's it take?
I say we start the petition like we said.
Yeah. Finish with the bellyache and some of us would like a drink.
Yeah, I'll second that.
France, big fucking deal.
What's that supposed to mean?
These two are fighting white men.
Here we go. Our hero of the Philippines.
Bring democracy to the savages. Bullshit. We fought that war for the sugar trust.
What? You're talking like a Bolshevik, mister.
Right. Grow up, son, and get your diaper changed. What are you looking at, Half Moon?
Lay off, Sikorsky. Drink a drink. Shut up.
One of these days I'm going to teach you a lesson, son.
Fight night's tomorrow, Pops.
There you go.
Farmboy's got a big trap.
Ooh. Can make a fist, too.
You're pissing up the wrong tree.
Do it.
Tomorrow night, then. Here's to you boys. Bunch of fucking saps.
And a pack of Luckies. Keep it. Help you, fellas?
Well, you think maybe we can help you?
Well, I have no bags, but thank you very much.
Day tripper, huh?
Stay a while. See the sights.
Actually, I've got tickets for a Broadway show tomorrow night. Eddie Cantor.
Look, the memorial's finally finished. I hear it's really something.
You gents for the Chamber of Commerce?
Who at the Justice Department?
Harry Dougherty's outfit.
And you're bragging about that?
What's in the bag, Weisenheimer?
Cough syrup.
He's not feeling well?
I have a train, boys, so if you don't mind.
We do mind, actually.
Gee,
this is a violation of the Volstead Act.
Stick around, pal. Got a nice, comfy room for you. Courtesy of the Attorney General.
Yes. Sorry to disturb, ma'am. Miss Priddock is downstairs.
She is aware Mr. Slater doesn't live here, isn't she?
There's something she needs to discuss with you.
What's going on? I think he may have gotten lost. He was over on my property. Why? Maybe we should talk. Go sit in the parlor. You're not to move until I come for you. Understood?
I need my bag.
We'll discuss that later. Go on.
I don't mean to be melodramatic. I was getting ready to go back to Philadelphia for the week, and I just wanted to be sure. Well, oily rags and all that. I found him in my garage.
Doing what?
He wouldn't say. But look, I loathe busybodies, so not a word. But if you ever want to talk, I'm a good listener.
Yes, thank you.
I didn't do it.
Do what?
Burn the greenhouse.
Why were you in Miss Preddock's garage?
You must have had a reason.
The man.
The gypsy man.
He was going to light another fire.
Why?
Because he likes to burn things up, I guess.
And what are these for? I don't know what to do with you. You sneak about, you lie, you destroy things. You'll end up hurting people. Do you think that's right? Stand up. Face away from me. Now go to your room!
Come on, you fucking powder puff. Is that all you got?
Kiss the Kaiser.
18 goddamn hours without so much as a telephone call.
Phone call? You're lucky they even fed us.
Moldy cheese on stale bread. You call this food?
That's how hungry I am. Albie Gold.
Nucky Thompson.
Nucky? It's quite a moniker. So what are you in for, Nucky?
An unquenchable thirst.
Me, I'm in a hooch business. A wholesaler. Nabbed me with quite a haul.
You don't say.
Almost 5 cases. Nearly an entire week's work. I got a still in my basement.
Is it worth it? I mean, there's got to be easier ways to make a buck.
There are. I haven't found any. Say, you gonna eat that?
Sullivan, Goodhart, McHugh, and Teneo, you're up.
Canopy.
Beg pardon?
Canopy. It was a battle.
Philippines.
We lost.
But do you think we gave up the fight?
To serve honestly and faithfully against all enemies.
Where's my bottle?
What's all this bullshit about alcohol? A man is willing to lay his life down for his country. You best let that man have a goddamn drink.
His daughter's here.
Dad. Again?
I'm fine.
You should see the other fella, right?
I don't need any help!
Of course not, Gentleman Jim. You've got it all under control. Thank you. He's a bit of a handful.
You're welcome.
I'm Julie Sikorsky.
Richard Arrow.
Well, don't take any wooden nickels.
Section 3 of Volstead Act. Miss Randolph?
Mr. Wendover was caught red-handed selling 10 cases of rye whiskey to members of Pi Sigma Kappa.
Davidoff?
Your Honor, my client has no knowledge
yes.
of...
I want you both up here now. Guilty.
Your Honor, this hearing...
Guilty.
The fine is $5. Let's move on.
Sure, yes.
$5? Okay. Is this some sort of joke?
This entire undertaking is sort of a joke, wouldn't you say? Next!
Target number US-137-05, United States versus Enoch Malachi Thompson, violation of Title II, Section 3 of the Volstead Act.
Step up, please.
Miss Randolph.
One moment, Your Honor. I wasn't aware this defendant was being brought before you tonight. First, let me say that Mr. Thompson enjoys the dubious distinction of being the premier bootlegger in Atlantic City, New Jersey. The people, on a previous occasion, prosecuted Mr. Thompson for solicitation of murder, graft, extortion, and multiple violations of the Volstead Act. We request a fine of $2,000 and a sentence of 1 year in a federal penitentiary.
Jesus Christ.
Your Honor, my client is being charged with possessing 1 pint of liquor.
$5.
Your Honor, to allow this man to simply...
Miss Randolph, I sympathize with your desire to bring purpose to your life. However, this courtroom is not the place to do it.
Next! Target number US-137-06, United States versus Albert Isaac Cole, violation of Title II, Section 3 of the Volstead Act.
Can you break 100?
Somebody bought me.
Here.
Thanks.
Are you from Atlantic City?
Evansville, Indiana. Here, just looking for work.
What's your name?
Roger. Roger McAllister.
Do you ever dream, Roger?
Well, sure. I mean, who doesn't?
It's wonderful, isn't it? A world where we're safe and happy, surrounded by those we love.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Dreams are where we should live. But we have to live in life. No, it's not proper to talk to strangers.
No.
You remind me of someone.
Good night, Uncle.
Good night.
You know, call me in there another 100,000 times, you might actually put a dent in that bankroll.
I only enforce the law. I don't set the fines.
It was a joke.
Seeing you in handcuffs already had me in stitches.
I'm guessing you don't have a lot to laugh about these days. Heading home?
Why would a man like you ask me a question like that?
It's nearly 5 a.m. I'm hungry, and I hate to eat alone. Whatever it is, you have to admit, it's probably going to be interesting.
I thought you were hungry.
I'm fine with coffee, but you go ahead. You look like you need it.
You see yourself as some sort of pater familias, don't you?
I didn't go to law school. What does that mean?
The patriarch, the provider, the boss.
Well, I was county treasurer, but those days are gone.
Where are the snows of yesteryear?
You've got a poetic side.
Yes, I'm all lace and potpourri.
You know, we do have a common enemy.
Surprise me.
Harry Daugherty.
I assure you, the Attorney General and I get on quite well.
The Queen of the Night Court. Scourge of the saloon keeper.
It's an honest living.
But not what you had in mind when you accepted a position with the Attorney General's office.
I finally got you convicted.
I don't think either of us will see that as our finest hour.
Is there a particular point you're trying to make?
Your boss is going to indict me to save his own skin.
I'll root for the home team, then.
Which team is that? The one that set you up for a fall in Atlantic City and then blamed you for bungling it?
Worked out pretty well for you.
But you had me on the ropes, Esther. And if you don't think I was sweating, you're selling yourself short.
I'm flattered.
Here you are now with a 20-cent breakfast. Intelligent, capable, and invisible.
Is this where Eve gets offered the apple?
It's where I offer you George Remus.
I know who George Remus is.
Don't you think he belongs in jail?
Instead of you?
He's the biggest bootlegger in the country, and I can give you his entire operation.
He's directly connected to Jeff Smith.
And Smith connects to Daugherty.
Who, for that reason, would never allow Remus to be prosecuted.
But if the whole ball of wax was sanctioned by a higher authority, someone winds up with a career-making case. I'm $5 worth of trouble, Esther. The real crooks are in an upstairs office in the Justice Department.
That's quite an allegation.
I'm just telling you what you already know.
President Harding would never force Mr. Daugherty's hand.
Unless someone made him.
Such as?
I'm working on it. Can we at least say that I've piqued your interest?
What makes you think that?
You're still sitting here.
Maybe I'm just hungry.
Here's a chance to fill your plate.
Say hello to Mrs. Thompson for me.
Are you really 29?
Does it matter?
Ain't never made a girl older than me. But hell, none of them make me dizzy like you make me dizzy.
You're a gentleman above all else.
It's cute.
So how long have you been at this boarding house?
A week on Friday.
Then what?
I'm just about bust. I can't afford another day.
Unless you get a job.
Yeah. You got a line on something?
Well, I can ask around.
I'll be swell.
When they call you back home.
How do you mean?
You have a nickname?
No, I'm just plain Roger.
Well, I'm going to call you James.
James. Why James?
Because he was a king.
Arkansas.
Little Rock.
Colorado.
You skipped one.
California.
What is the capital of California?
Sacramento.
You're quite remarkable.
Finish your breakfast.
Sorry to interrupt.
Is something wrong?
No, not at all. Just wanted you to know we caught the man.
What man?
The vagrant. He'd been sneaking about the neighborhood, breaking into yards, sleeping where he can. He lit the fire to keep warm and it got out of hand. Anyway, you won't be seeing him again.
He... What did you do?
It's all taken care of.
Mr. Harrow, good afternoon.
I don't mean to intrude. And your father left his jacket. This fell out the pocket. It got scratched.
Thank you.
Is he feeling better?
He's asleep. I'd ask you in, but...
I understand.
No. I mean, Dad's going through one of his moods. I don't want to set him off again. This was my brother's. Fred. He died in the Argonne. Right before the armistice. My father can't forgive that. Goes off to the Legion Hall like he's going to find Freddy just... sitting there. Hi, Pop. He gets himself into these fights. You have family?
My sister.
Are you close?
We're close.
Then she's lucky to have you back.
Hello?
It's me. I was detained in Washington, unexpectedly. But I didn't want you to think I'm not concerned about what's been going on.
Nothing has been going on.
You don't need to be stoic about it.
A vagrant started a fire. He's been caught and taken care of, I'm told.
The greenhouse can be repaired, if that's what you'd like.
That isn't important. But yes, have it repaired.
What is important?
I'm sorry. There's a lot of noise. What did you say?
I asked you what you think is important.
Look, I didn't call to... The kids. The kids are important. Are they all right? Margaret?
We're all fine. Teddy's been protecting us.
Really? Well... He's a brave little scout.
We should have a conversation when you return.
We don't have to.
I think we do.
Things just can't go on being every which way, can they?
They're calling my train.
Then you should rush.
Mr. Murray?
Ma'am?
That was just Mr. Thompson on the phone. He says you needn't concern yourself with us anymore, now the danger's past.
You sure?
You've been a great comfort.
Hardly. So we met? Right. You're the one who went missing 3 days, one of which was my opening night.
If I told you where I'd been, you wouldn't believe me.
I'm sure you're right.
How'd it go?
As the object of Izzy's comic affection, Billy Kent was heaven sent. New York Evening Journal.
Not bad.
I also got a business card from a movie director.
What's his name?
My public simply can't get it. Hey!
She's not here.
Ah, but what great good fortune you are, Mr. Thompson. Gaston Bullitt Means.
How'd you get this number?
Oh, your naughty virgin's listed. I do hope her hospitality exceeds that of Miss Randolph.
Stale coffee and some greasy spoon.
Actually, I invited her. What do you want?
Merely offer my services as a fount of information regarding a mutual...
I'm afraid the term friend would be gilding the lily.
What if you're referring to Miss Randolph's boss?
Indeed, I am.
Seems lately our Mr. Doherty can't retain any ally except that blubbering walrus, Jess Smith.
And what would these services set me back?
The same 40,000 that would now be gathering moss at the bottom of my fishbowl had I met you in New York.
That's a lot of money for mere information.
What if, by fact, I could introduce you and Miss Randolph to an individual who could,
cut the Gordian knot that is your mutual conundrum with the Attorney General?
Tomorrow night, Atlantic City. The suite at the Ritz will be waiting.
I shall pack my very best bathing costume.
Just bring whatever you've got on Doherty.
Big doings, Gus?
Nothing worth bringing up here.
Hello?
Katie? It's Mrs. Thompson.
What time is it?
Late. Early. I need Mr. Slater.
Thought he was with you.
He certainly is not.
Sorry. I don't know where he...
is how accidents happen.
What are you doing here?
Mr. Thompson called. Concerned about you and the children. I know you sent Gareth away.
You gave me a fright.
You gave it right back.
I just rang you.
Here I am. You heard something?
What?
To come out so.
I heard you.
Well, at least the greenhouse is safe. After you. Could do with a lock on this.
To keep the vagrants out?
I wouldn't worry much about them.
Was there even one to begin with? You can tell me.
You smelt real enough. I promise you that.
I thought Teddy started the fire. And I punished him.
You're the man. I'll forgive you.
I've done what I thought was best and wound up here. How did that happen?
There's questions best left till morning.
Then why did we ask ourselves them at night?
Must be the Pooka again.
Now you are trying to scare me. And Katie's wondering where you've got to.
The Royal Constabulary never kept watch on me this closely.
She doesn't want to lose you.
Why? Up there on the shelf. With the rest of them. Cupid dolls.
Does she really?
And names for everyone. Good night.
Wait. We both know how to keep a secret.
Gone, Maggie, when you